Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. A little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Christy McVeigh on vocals. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I'm very excited about having David Epstein as a new friend, but not for long. He's not going to be a new friend for long. He's got a lot more to teach us because he's got a new book out called Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World. Folks, we're going to get to know David because there's so much about what he's working on that's critical to us. David, I've been really harping on for a number of years now, helping small business owners understand that they can't just be the managers of their business anymore, only the managers. They've also got to be the CEOs, which puts them in another job, another orbit above their business. And I tell them they've got to fire themselves from jobs that they don't need to do anymore, somebody else can do, and promote themselves to jobs that only they can do. And in order to do that, if you're gonna wear all those hats as the CEO, manager, founder, sometime you know taking up a shift if somebody doesn't show up, if you're gonna do all that, deal with the web developers and the accountants and the bankers and the regulators and blah blah blah, you've got to be a generalist to be a CEO these days, don't you?
I think no question. Yeah, I think this is why it's just LinkedIn with their pretty extensive database that is like something we've never had before, just did research on 500,000 members and found that main predictor of who would become an executive was the number of different job functions they had worked across within an industry.
Talk about
that holistic view.
Spend some time on that. Tell us about that. That's fascinating.
So I think they get a holistic view of how the industry works. First of all, every time you job functions, you also get a signal about your match quality, which we talked about a little bit. This idea that the term economists use for your fit with a certain job, that turns out to be a lot more important than people think. Actually, you want to get where you can maximize your strengths, and also where some psychologists say once you get fit, it'll look like grit. Right? If you get someone in the right spot, they're going to work a lot harder.
Yeah.
I know this from I was a college athlete. You see some people who are the grittiest people they've ever been on the track and the biggest chickens in the classroom, right? So we know that if you get fit, it looks like grit. It's not just a stable trait. So First of all, these people learn about where they fit. And like you said, they will have a better signal, they'll have a better understanding, and more objectively evaluate their own strengths and weaknesses. So they'll have a better idea of where they need to fire themselves and where they need to place themselves and where they need help and where they need to delegate. And then they are the integrators at the top who can integrate the specialists. You know, and a great example of this is not that I spent some time with during reporting. This is not a small, UPS is not a small business, obviously.
Right.
But I spent some time with specifically their data analytics team, which is essentially a small business within the larger operation. And they're sort of self-contained. And they face this incredible problem called the traveling salesman problem, because as e-commerce has ramped up, they've gone from, 40 stops per driver today to like 140 stops per driver per day, because they're going to many more houses as opposed to businesses. And if you look at that math problem, there's actually like more different combinations of ways to connect 140 spots than there are like atoms in the universe.
Mm-hmm. And that actually now becomes artificial intelligence, intellectual property, that route. It's not just a truck and a person and a package. It's actually data driven how they do it, right? Right?
Absolutely. And this was a team of mathematicians run by a psychologist, integrated by a psychologist. And what they found was that everything about their business, from, roads and infrastructure to e-commerce regulations to the purchase patterns that were going through e-commerce, everything was changing so quickly that even once they were developing these better models, a system called Orion, where they could tell the drivers where to go, the change management would take them long enough that they couldn't even get it implemented in time for them to have to change again. So what they ended up doing is having everyone, including the PhD mathematicians, do some time working as a driver and then working as a shipper in all these different jobs. And that allowed them to get a much better understanding of where sort of the cinch in the hose was when it came to change management. And it turned out that making the fancy algorithms was not their biggest challenge. It was doing the change management fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And they had their breakthrough when they started having everyone, including the PhDs, spend some time as a driver and realize, now I understand why we weren't able to change this rapidly enough, because they hadn't seen boots on the ground and understood sort
right.
of where the obstacles really were. And so when they had that breakthrough, then it became, saved them billions of dollars. And they won this. They won this huge award for the best data analytics project in business.
And this is the CEO's job. In your own way, folks, in your own business, you can perform that kind of analysis. In writ small, right? Right, David? I mean, you don't have to have this huge data analytics organization. You can see, as a small business owner, David, we can stand up from our desk and see our entire universe. And so you can watch
yeah.
it and do the same thing, but only when you have the CEO's mindset, and only really well if you've got a broad background of disciplines and perspectives.
That's right. And I think it's totally applicable. Like, again, obviously UPS is a big company, but the data operation inside
right.
is actually a very small group. When I met with them, they all fit in one room.
In my consulting business years ago, I'd have people come to me and they'd say, I want to do this, I want to do that. And I'd say, have you ever worked in that industry? Well, no. I said, well, I think you ought to go get a job in that industry before you decide to conquer that industry and come up with something completely new. You ought to go spend some time in that industry. And they always looked at me like I'd burst their bubble or something. Hey, David, I need a website, please.
DavidEpstein.com.
And the book is called Range. It's available wherever books are sold. It's just out now. It's been endorsed by a bunch of people that I recommend to you that I have been on my show before, too. And so check it out, Range by David Epstein. When we come back, I'm going to ask David about generalists as in the teams that we have. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.